Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word, means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man, one new humanity. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. I'm so excited about the Remnant package that we're making available this week. Brand new book by Pat Schätzlein, I Am Remnant. The three powerful messages on CD, when he shares these, miracles erupt. And the Manifesto of the Remnant poster. Now, Pat, you told me this was downloaded to you from heaven. Number one, what is the purpose of these 34 proclamations?
The Remnant proclamations or manifesto are compasses or plumb lines to guide the remnant to stand firm in the darkness of culture. And God gave me 34, and I just began to write them down on my phone. As he gave them to me, I felt the presence of God, and I would break for a moment and weep, and I began to pray in the Spirit. And it was as if while I was walking, I felt as if there was angels standing over my shoulders. And I've seen angels, obviously, and had encounters with angels, supernatural experiences with angels. And the fact, the minute I got done writing it, I go back to my car, and laying in the front seat was a white feather. And I said, I just started laughing. I said, God, you're so good. Then I glanced up, and my wife and I believe strongly the rainbow has always been used to show us that we're on the right track. And I look up, and I'm about to pull away, and I took a picture of it on my phone, because there was a rainbow streaking across the sky. And it was as if the Lord was saying in the Hebrew, Y-O-O, or well done, is the word in the Hebrew. It's as if I could feel the Lord saying, okay, now you're ready to write the book. And I use those to write the vision around. And there's people listening right now. I want to go ahead and warn you while you're on this call, if you're driving at home, wherever you're listening, you're going to feel the glory of the Lord overwhelm you. And you're not going to understand it except to say it's his love. Because the Lord just put that in my spirit to tell you, he's right there beside you. You're not alone.
Tell me a couple of the proclamations, and I might add, you proclaim these on one of the three powerful messages we're making available in addition to the poster. But tell me a few that were downloaded from heaven.
The remnant will consist of failures, fatherless, forgotten, and freedom fighters, and their pedigree is that of a scarred savior. The remnant cannot be defined by man's human concepts, because the remnant finds their value in the eyes of their savior. The remnant has decided, at all cost, I will not quit on the one who would not quit on them. And I could keep going because it begins to burn in my spirit. I may start preaching, but the remnant doesn't stop where they should have died because they know that Jesus did. And the remnant has chosen to let go of past hurts in order to experience the freedom that comes with forgiving and moving forward. The remnant has chosen to leave a life of compromise for the spirit of consecration being set apart. And here's my favorite. The remnant understands the fruit of the Spirit is not a salad for a church potluck, but that rather the diet of a lifetime. And the remnant knows the gifts of the Spirit are not for the evangelical, charismatic, and Pentecostal talent show, but rather the weapons of a dying leader who has chosen spirit over flesh and freedom over slavery. That's just some of them right there that God gave me.
Tell me about the statement, the Oscar goes to the remnant, that says yes.
The Oscar goes to was a chapter that I'm going to get real with you. I'm so frustrated with celebrity Christianity. And so many times, a lot of people don't realize the only celebrities in the Bible were children. And so many times, and the Lord's really dealt with me about this because of traveling and speaking all over the world, and that is the only red carpet in the Bible was where the blood of the martyrs was spilled, and the only roped-off areas where they hung the martyrs, those that stood for Christ. And if Jesus would have had handlers, the woman with the issue of blood would have never gotten to it. So the chapter on the Oscar goes to that so burns in me is about those that will stand and realize that we are not the celebrity Jesus is. You know, Sid, he always tells me, I'll get ready to walk on stage, and he'll say to me, Pat, you open the curtain for me and let my glory show. If they can see you, they can't see me. And God says to me, Pat, you're at a place where I'm crushing you like an olive to get the anointing oil out of you. And I'm expecting you to stand up and be pure. It's not about who knows you. It's about who knows me. And I think so many times that people are literally screaming, no, not him, give us Barabbas. And what do I mean by that is, because we're screaming, look at me, don't look at Jesus. Because if they look at Jesus, they may realize we don't look like him very much. And God has called the remnant to be the humble, the broken, the ones that will weep and cry out to him, the ones that will simply grab somebody by the hand, an unknown person, and say, let me walk you back to the cross. So that's where that the Oscar goes to is, I'll be honest with you, I felt the Lord tell me, no more celebrities. I'm looking for the broken, the remnant.
Yeah, you know, I had a dream very similar to that when I was a brand new believer. And let me tell you about my dream, Pat. I was in heaven, and it was Academy Rewards, not Award, Academy Rewards night. And so they opened up the envelope, and I thought in my heart, I was, you know, in this dream, boy, my name's going to come out. And instead, a little old crinkled woman got the award, and I'm looking at her, and then God speaks to me, and God says, that could have been you. I'm going to tell you something. That really put the fear of God in me. But that's the same thing you're talking about. You talk about the world going after the superstars and giving the superstars the trophies. But what is God looking for?
You know, about a year ago, I had a dream, and I fell asleep in a hotel room. And in Arkansas, I was speaking the next morning, and suddenly in my dream, Jesus, and I'm not even sure if it was a dream as much as a visitation, Jesus walked into my hotel room, and all I could see was his foot. But as he got closer, I'm in a hotel room in my sleep. I began to scream, please don't come any closer or I'll die. The fear of God came into my hotel room. And I said, if you come any closer, I'll die, Lord. And the Lord, all I saw was one foot with a scar print. And I'm looking, I'm literally screaming in my sleep in my hotel room. And the Lord said to me, son, if you'll give me everything you have, I'll give you everything I have. If you'll tell this world that if they'll give me everything they have, I'll give them everything I have. And suddenly, he was gone. I was so shaken to the core. I got up and I turned on worship and began to dance before the Lord at 1 o'clock in the morning in a hotel room in Arkansas. And I began to study John 7, where it says, ask, seek, and knock. Those are perpetual terms, meaning never stop asking, never stop seeking, never stop knocking, because he's there. He's calling out to you. And it wrecked me, much like your dream. It wrecked me because I realized, had I really given God everything? He said, I want everything about you, Pat.
But wait a second. How do you do that? You can't do that by yourself. What do you suggest? You're doing it. What do we do?
Well, I'll be honest, it's that moment, and it started with me when my sister suddenly died of a drug overdose 7 years ago, when I suddenly realized, okay, for years I've done it on my own. For years I've tried to build ministry and all that kind of stuff. And it's that place where the end of yourself is the beginning of God, where the place where you get down and you say, God, without you, I've got nothing. It's a place where you come to contentment with his presence. Drinking, my wife speaks about a great deal around the nation about drinking from the well and getting to that place where you say, God, I die to everything. It's not legalism. It's relationship. It's making up your mind. I'm not going to be a part of this world because I am awkward. I am called to be different. I am called to be separate. But it's tough. And I'm going to say this. Everybody talks about changing wineskins, and it's a powerful statement. But a lot of people don't realize that once the wineskin changes, God has to ferment the wine. It means it's a long season of breaking and crushing and crying out and saying, I'm desperate. God loves you so much that he won't let you avoid the encounter. He forces you into encounter.
Yeah, you make another statement, and that is, that it should take less than 10 seconds to get into God's presence. That sounds wonderful. Is that true for everyone?
I believe it's for every single person. In fact, I can be in a crowd of 5 or 5,000 and simply say, the Holy Spirit is standing in front of you and he's breathing on your face like he did the disciples in John 20, and people will begin to weep and wail. I was in a church several weeks ago, 3 weeks ago in North Carolina, and the Lord, I was walking on stage, crowd of thousands, and I'm going to walk on stage, and God says, go open the door and invite my spirit in. Well, I said, Lord, you're already here. I feel you. He said, I know, but I want to give them a tangible moment. Sid, this honestly happened. I run over to the side door of the sanctuary, and I say, folks, this is just for me, I guess. I open the door, and I say, Holy Spirit, would you come in? At that moment, people began to wail and cry out and weep. Multicultural church began to run to the front, crying out to God, because I believe your lifestyle shouldn't change when you get to heaven. And the encounter, I always say this to when I talk to young ministers, you're 30 minutes away from any moral failure. The enemy will track you. You're 30 minutes away from making a mistake, but you're only about 10 seconds from the presence of God to save you.
Now, you say the whole thing, the whole process can start with a simple prayer that we believe. Later this week, would you lead us in that prayer?
I'd be honored to. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you something. The book, brand new book, I Am Remnant. Real quick, do we have hope in America if this remnant rises up?
I believe without the remnant rising up, America's done. And what I mean by that is, because we're killing our children with abandonment. We're diving into social issues and changing the Bible. If America does not have an encounter with God, America's over with. I believe that with all of my heart.
Okay, I am talking to someone right now. Are you ready to make your life count? Are you ready to walk with God? Are you ready to demonstrate the kingdom? Are you ready to fulfill your destiny? You are remnant. I want to send the book, I Am Remnant, the 3 powerful messages on CD, amazing miracles happen when people listen to it, and this poster, Manifesto of the Remnant, available for a gift of $40. To place a credit card order for today's offer, call anytime at 1-800-447-2697. That's 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website at www.sidroth.org to hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural. Visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Call 1-800-447-2697 or log on to our website to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter or materials catalog. I really want to mentor you monthly to walk in the supernatural of God. Log into our website and get information on how you can join our mentoring clubs by becoming Mishpocha or Chalitzim. You can write me at Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. That's Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.